We're in Tottenham Hotspur's football facility. They're a very good team in the Premiership over in the UK. They're actually fifth in the Premiership at the moment. Very good team.
Today is Play 60. It's basically just taking time out of our busy schedule to get back to the community and just teach kids the skills and the drills of what we do on the field, just kind of going through some different courses and just getting out and being active. And guys are out here interacting with the youth here, and it's a pretty exciting time.
Here we go.
So in 2010, when the 49ers came out here to play as part of the NFL International Series, we tried an experiment, and that was to pair up with a local soccer team and to do a community event. It was such a huge success that when we realized we were coming back again, one of the early calls we made was to our friends here at Tottenham Hotspur to see if they would pair up with us again to do a community event.
Catch him, catch him, catch him!
There we go, hang tight. Push it. There we go.
The NFL campaign related to Play 60, which encourages kids to get out and play 60, needs no translation across international borders. It's important to encourage kids to be involved with physical fitness. So today our players are engaging in activities with the kids to help encourage them to play 60.
One Nightingale on three. One, two, three.
Nightingale!
We're just having fun with some kids from Nightingale Primary, a local school in Tottenham, showing them some fundamental football drills. Some of the stuff I was doing when I first got here, so it was kind of relevant to me.
We're playing some wheel and barrel, some three-legged race, and it's just a lot of hope, a lot of fun.
As much as I know, we're trying to teach them, you know, just to play 60, getting the kids from the community out here and just having a good time. Just being active, interacting with the kids is great.
Having a good time, man. All the kids are having fun. Everybody got smiles on their face, so, you know, everybody's just enjoying it.
We also have members of Tottenham Hotspur out here as well doing soccer drills. We have our guys doing football drills. And then there's a little crossover too. We have some of our guys trying the soccer and some of their guys trying some football.
I just want to learn how to throw it, basically. I can't do anything else. That's
tackle.
Enough for me.
Tackle is the next thing. You want to learn how to tackle with no protection.
A couple of our football guys are learning some soccer skills. So that's pretty cool.
We show them a few tricks. So a few of them know how to keep it in the air. They still have to practice a little bit.
It's a great experience to come out here in London, and especially spending time with these kids that are foreign to, you know, football.
I think that's the best way to kind of get over jet lag when you've been traveling that long on the plane, is to get out and do something, you know, to be able to sweat some type of activity.
We were tired, but, you know, you had a little burst of energy there when you see their faces and how excited they are for us to be here and to get to interact again. So you get a burst of energy for them.
Whenever you can give back to, you know, community, it's always a good thing, you know, whenever it is.